This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. In the latest news from Ukraine, television station Ukraine 24 is reporting at least three blasts were heard in the western city of Lviv on Friday. A short video showed a plume of smoke rising on the horizon. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden, who described a Russian President Vladimir Putin as a murderous dictator, is expected to speak by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. Mr. Biden is expected to say that China will bear responsibility for any actions it takes to support Russia's aggression, this according to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. China has declined to comment to condemn Russia's action in Ukraine or call it an invasion. It says it recognizes Ukraine's sovereignty, but says Russia has legitimate security concerns that should be addressed. Blinken says the United States, which this week announced $800 million in new military aid to Kyiv, is concerned China is considering directly assisting Russia with military equipment to use in Ukraine. Once again, the words of Antony Blinken, U.S. Secretary of State. Also Friday, Japan and Australia announced separate measures sanctioning Russian individuals and organizations, including two oligarchs with links to Australia's mining industry. The measures include Russia's state-owned arms exporter, its finance ministry, and central bank. And the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva said it had recorded 2,032 civilian casualties in Ukraine, 780 people killed, 1,252 injured. The UN also says some 3.2 million civilians have fled to neighboring countries. You can keep up with all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rescue workers on Thursday dug survivors out of the rubble of a theater in the besieged city of Mariupol, which Ukraine said had been hit by a Russian airstrike as people sheltered there from bombardments. Russia denies striking the theater. Kyiv also came under renewed Russian shelling on Thursday as the war entered its fourth week. Western sources and Ukrainian officials say Russia's assault has stalled. And Canada announced on Thursday it was establishing a new immigration program that would offer Ukrainians fleeing the Russian invasion a temporary Canadian residence permit for up to 3 years. Canada has a large Ukrainian diaspora, especially in the center and west of the country. Applicants are required to apply online and provide fingerprints and a photo. Ukrainian refugees can simultaneously apply for a work and study permit. The U.S. State Department has confirmed that a U.S. citizen was killed in Ukraine on Thursday. Secretary of State Blinken confirmed in remarks with reporters at the State Department that Washington that American citizen was killed. He did not have further details. A Ukrainian police official said earlier that numerous people, including a U.S. citizen, were killed after shelling by Russian troops in Chernihiv in northern Ukraine near the Belarus border. Peru's Constitutional Court has approved the release from prison of former President Alberto Fujimori, who is serving a 25-year sentence for murder and corruption charges. A court official says the court restored a humanitarian pardon granted to Fujimori on Christmas Eve in 2017 by then-President Pablo Kuczynski. The country's Supreme Court had overturned the medical pardon in 2018 and ordered the former strongman back to jail for human rights abuses. Fujimori governed between 1990 and 2000. He remains a polarizing figure in Peru. Some praise him for defeating a Maoist guerrilla movement. Others criticize him for human rights violations under his government. Bulgaria's former prime minister and leader of the largest opposition GERB party, Boyko Borisov, was detained late on Thursday as part of a police operation linked to probes by the EU Public Prosecutor's Office, according to the Interior Ministry. Borisov's decade-long rule ended last April after an election that showed popular anger over high-level corruption in the EU's poorest member state. Recapping our top story, in Ukraine, television station Ukraine 24 is reporting at least three blasts heard on the western city of Lviv on Friday, and there's a short video showing a plume of smoke rising from the city.